Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl opens up his patented can of Carl's Rhyme Sauce in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. 1-888-WAIT-WAIT is the number. That's 1-888-924-8924. That's right, Rhyme Sauce. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, Arlen Specter, Democratic Senator of Pennsylvania, though that may have changed since we began this broadcast, had to change one of his websites. The problem was that it was asking for campaign donations, but implied strongly that the donations would really help do what?
Defeat Obama in 3.5 years.
No. It was sort of his version of a Live Strong bracelet or a Race for the Cure.
All right. It implied that it would cure cancer.
Exactly right.
No.
Yes.
If they gave money to his website?
Yes. Let me explain. On a recent talk show appearance, Specter, who, by the way, has survived 2 bouts of cancer himself, he promoted the website SpecterForTheCure.com. Specter for the Cure, which, if you look at it, seems very clearly to be raising money for cancer research. It says things like, quote, "It's time to unleash the cure." And what is the cure? Re-electing Arlen Specter to the U.S. Senate. All the money donated to the site goes right to his campaign fund. It has nothing to do with medical research. Under criticism, Specter has agreed to redesign the site. It's now called LoseWeightNowWithSpecter.com.
Arlen Specter's Nigerian campaign staff. in Lagos, Pennsylvania.
Paula, this week the FDA informed the makers of one product that, according to claims made on its packaging, it was a drug. So what does the FDA say they can classify as a drug?
Oh, my.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Some drugs you smoke, some drugs you ingest, some you eat with milk out of a heart-shaped red bowl.
Out of a heart-shaped red bowl. I know what you mean. It's not... Well, I think we've all done that. It's a cereal.
I'll give it to you. It's a cereal. Specifically, it's Cheerios.
Oh, Cheerios.
Cheerios.
Oh, my gosh. We've been putting the wrong cereal on our bowl.
Haven't you watched the commercial? Thanks to the claim that Cheerios are, quote, clinically proven to lower cholesterol, end quote, Cheerios becomes the first drug since peyote to be available in regular and honey nut variety. In a warning letter to General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the FDA said the cereal may not be marketed with that cholesterol claim in the U.S. without a new approved drug application. Turns out it's not the only cereal, Cheerios, that may be forced to tighten up. Trix is now changing its slogan to Silly Rabbit. Trix is for those 18 and older and may cause irritable bowels. Consult your doctor if your sugar high lasts more than 4 hours.
Arlen Specter has been selling Cheerios.
Yes. Mo, the AT&T building in San Jose had to be evacuated. A hazmat team had to be called in. And 7 employees hospitalized after an office worker there did what?
The building was evacuated. 7 people had to be hospitalized.
And a hazmat team called in.
Called in because an employee there... Is it something gross?
It's so gross.
It was pretty gross.
So gross. Lunch break.
At a lunch break, you might... something in a microwave. Yeah. At a lunch break...
Think appliances.
A microwave, a blender, a toaster, an espresso maker.
Oh, great.
A refrigerator.
Yes.
A refrigerator.
And
something happened.
What did the employee do?
Pooped in the refrigerator.
No. Remind me never to invite you over to my kitchen.
No, because you get confused, and it's white, and it's gleaming, right? Okay. She unplugged the refrigerator.
No. She was trying to do a good thing.
She was trying to clean the refrigerator.
Yes. She decided to clean the office fridge. And as Milton said, all hell broke loose. Every office has that same refrigerator. It's filled with ancient leftovers from office parties and forgotten lunches. Here's a lesson for you all. Leave it be. An employee decided to do something about it. She emptied the fridge, she pulled all the stuff out, she started cleaning it, and the combination of the rotting food and the solvent she was using created this gaseous cloud that caused widespread nausea. 7 people were hospitalized, 28 received treatment from paramedics, and yes, a hazmat crew was called in to clean it up. They had to. The hazmat crew was necessary when a certain bologna sandwich refused to get back in their fridge. It was running under the furniture, and they had to use special tools.
That's horrible.
And by the way, this is true. I mean, you say, well, how could she get away with this? She couldn't smell a thing. She had allergies. So she just looked up. These white-suited guys with masks were coming in. She's like, what?
So what do you think the leftovers were?
I bet they were like pita pocket kind of things that contain meats and vegetables and things that can sort of, I don't know,
like
fester
hot
in there. Yeah, like a hot pocket, a hot pocket.
I was thinking some leftover Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where you go.
Taco Bell would never be leftover.